This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger. And the topic of today's show is really a little bit different than some of the other shows I've done. Now, probably a lot of you who are consistent listeners are going, really? Carol just kind of bounces all over everywhere. But the topic of today's show is the abyss. And the abyss is considered to be the secret chamber of the human heart. And I really thought that this would be an appropriate topic because 2014 is winding down and we've already started, actually in August, preparing for the energy of 2015. But now as we close out the month of December, what we're going to do is we're going to find that our thoughts are going to move in a different direction and that we're going to start to really see some of the subtleties of our existence in a way that we really experience a lot of appreciation and gratitude toward that. And that's really the energy of 2015, is the year of divine appreciation. So what I'm going to be sharing today is actually a part of a program that I teach that's called The Science and Art of the Soul, which I'm going to be launching mid-year of 2015. And a lot of it's going to be online. So just kind of, if you're not on my website and you're not in my database, what you might want to do is to go in and just enter your information into either the Enter to Win. I've got a brand new drawing that's going on for a book, Your Personality, Your Health, and then also going in and or submit contact information. And then what you'll do is when these different classes start coming online, because I've been in the process of developing a whole new aspect of Reitberger.com called the Reitberger Learning Center. Once this learning center, online learning center, gets up and running the first of the year, I'm going to start offering a lot of the programs that I have offered only in person and specifically in California. So again, go to my website, www.reitberger.com, and submit a suggestion or submit a contact, and then we can just put you in the database, and then you can just find out all of the things that I have going on. So, but this information is a part of that particular program. Now, in addition to talking about the abyss, I'm also going to be taking your calls. Of course, that's what I love to do. And so, if you have a question for me about today's topic, or maybe about your health, or, you know, at the end of the years, the holidays are always a very stressful time. Maybe you've got a question about a relationship, or relationships, because they seem to bubble up at this point in time and the differences within us. Then what you can do is call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good for U.S. and Canadian callers. And then also the same number, 877-230-3062. For international callers, all of course you have to do is enter your international calling code. I just mentioned that I posted my December Enter to Win promotion, and it's going to be an autographed copy of my very first book. I said new book, and it's kind of like a new book because it keeps evolving. But the original book, Your Personality, Your Health, and then this book is where I really start to connect the characteristics and traits of personality to the behavior associated with the chakras, and how both the personality and the energetics of the chakras impact your health. So it's an information that book that has a lot of information that blends different aspects of who we are in a way that we can really look at a lot of the underlying contributors to why we become ill. And ill can be anywhere from just mild tension to discomfort to pain to actually being diagnosed with an actual illness. So if you'd like to enter to win a autographed copy of my book, Your Personality, Your Health, all you have to do is go back to that website, www.ritberger.com. There'll be a pop-up that'll appear on the home page. You can enter your email information there, or in the top header on the home page, there's it says enter to win. And then if that's not enough, in the middle of the home page, in the green bar, we have another enter to win. So there should be a lot of ways for you to share your information. And then what you'll do is you'll be automatically entered into the drawing, which will be actually held on January 1st. And if you're the winner, I'll notify you by email. Another thing that I just did, because I just kept getting these kind of bombarding messages, these taps on my shoulder in my dreams from the Celestial Helpers, said, we need to get you to download, meaning channel, this energy update, and we need to have it up as quick as possible. So I put my webmaster on alert. I went on alert. So I just posted on my website a new energy update that is actually a channeled message from the Celestial Helpers on a message on contrast. And in this channeling, what they do is they share the valuable role contrast actually plays in offering the clarity that we're seeking that can help us move forward on our spiritual journey. So in this download, they talk about clarity. They talk about clarity. They talk about contrast. They talk about the opposites. And they also share how the value, share what the value of that contrast is in helping us move forward. I found the information, as always, you know, it's always like it's kind of for me, but it really is for all of us. And found the information of value. So again, it's a free audio download. You can visit the website as many times as you want to listen to it. It's actually posted on the slide on the moving banner at the top of the page, Mindful Musing, and it has a button that says click to listen. And it also has a button that you can actually download the PDF of the channel message itself. So please feel free to visit as often as you want and tell your family and friends about it and have them go to my website as well, because the information is really powerful. So the abyss. The abyss is something that a lot of the ancient Egyptian mystery schools taught their students about how to find the soul's heart. The abyss, or the soul's heart, or the crystal heart as it's been called, actually forms a secret chamber that surrounds the human heart, yet is energetically tied to the center of the heart itself. This particular abyss lies between the fourth and the fifth chakras. And what their teachings reveal, and has been shared with the students, and actually shared over and over through the course of many, many lifetimes, is that it reveals that this secret chamber is where the soul actually attunes the human heart so it's able to become one with the soul, meaning forming connection with it, and then also forming connection with the most precious of cosmic forces, which are love, creation, forgiveness, and universal consciousness. Now, the fourth chakra that we associate with the soul heart is actually a part of the soul heart, but the human heart is really tied to more of the emotions that we experience around human love. As a result, the human heart itself is constantly being emotionally bombarded with emotional reactions and patterns of emotional behavior that basically influences how we love, who we love, and what we expect from love, and how capable we are of loving fully. Now, that connection, that little cord that's to the center of the human heart, actually connects the soul's heart to the human heart, so it changes the perception the human heart has of love. And then what it does is also changes the energy of the human heart, so the heart doesn't become burdened and weighted and heavy with a lot of the emotions that we experience in our humanness, such as anger, such as fear, such as betrayal, and then the big one, of course, of sadness. So while the human heart is subjected to these different emotions, the connection with the soul heart takes those different emotions and really starts to transform them and transmute that human heart love into a love that is greater than one person. It's the love of all that exists, and it connects it with the love of the divine source. So when we think of the fourth chakra, It really is important for us to recognize that the intelligence that's held within the human heart really reflects the intelligence of our conditioning and our intelligence that is around our ability to survive. The soul heart is completely different, and the soul heart is constantly repairing, restoring the human heart back to good health. So when we think of the fourth chakra, then we start to see that the abyss is actually part of that sacred chamber, or secret chamber and sacred, that basically surrounds the heart and keeps it protected from a lot of the human emotions such as guilt, worry, disappointment, regret, sadness, sorrow, a lot of the negative emotions, anger, hostility, that can basically cause us to become conditioned in a way where we don't express our true heart feelings on situation. Then it lies between the fifth chakra, and the fifth chakra is really about personal expression. And the way that I share the fifth chakra is, the fifth chakra is very, what I call, benign. It's androgynous. And what I mean by that is, in the fifth chakra, we either speak the truth of others, meaning what is reflected in our conditioning and our adaptability to survive and wanting to fit in the world, or we can speak our own truth. Now, the vehicle of the fifth chakra is really for the soul expression. And it's truly in the fifth chakra that personal expression is to express the real authentic parts of who we are. However, over the course of our lifetime, and very early on in our age, in our life and our age, we find that we really become conditioned to say things that please others so we don't experience conflict and a lot of the negative emotions that is tied to human love. So what the fifth chakra does is it basically stays in a place of neutrality, and what comes out of our mouth is a very clear indicator on what we're expressing. And part of the message of contrast that was shared with the celestial helpers says that we either speak the truth that moves us toward our soul's heart, or we speak the truth of others that moves us away from our soul's heart. That's the value of contrast, is we get to see the differences. When we move away from our soul's heart, then we find ourselves more bound by the human heart and the limitations that have been created as a conditioning of our response to be, our desire to be loved, actually. So when we talk about the fifth chakra, what we really is we're talking about is that authentic nature. And that's not the beliefs that we have, but what we truly believe in. It's the dreams. It's the desires. It's that love that is unconditional, that we really, in the soul's perspective, see what love really is. The soul doesn't go in and judge the human heart's perception of love, but what it does is it's constantly in a process of trying to transcend it so we can touch that deepest part of who we are and speak the truth of who we are, and therefore we're able to engage in life in a way that we feel authentic, we feel heard, and we feel love. So the abyss actually lies between these two chakras. And in this abyss is where the human heart actually awakens from the trance of the human ego, and it discovers that life is really full of richness and that there's a lot of fullness of life, that when we're caught in that part of the human perception that's tied to the human heart, that we forget that there's really a lot of experiences that really have a lot of fullness and richness about it. It's where our heart actually, the human heart actually finds meaning and purpose in our experiences and existence. And the energy of the, within the abyss actually reverberates the vibration of love, forgiveness, compassion, and empathy. Now, I want to share that from the soul's perspective, the abyss, that love, forgiveness, compassion, and empathy is always first directed to us, but it isn't the us that is separate from everything else. It's the us and the role that we play in this whole humanness consciousness. So the love that we feel is for love of all of humankind. The forgiveness we feel is toward ourselves, and it's also forgiveness for the acts and behavior of others. It shows compassion toward ourselves, which creates a sense of tolerance toward our own idiosyncrasies. But it's a heart of compassion that is very empathetic, highly aware of what's going on and heightened in its vibrational connection to all that exists. Within this abyss actually is the center of our divine blueprint, that matrix, that process that really we go through in our humanness to unveil our true soul's purpose. And it stores the wisdom of the soul. And the wisdom of the soul is very clear in what its purpose is. And that's to expand and enhance the human intelligence, meaning what we have learned and what we acquire from our experiences and from reading and our conditioning. So we're able to really expand the perceptions of our experiences. What that does is it actually frees us from the fears and insecurities that are created as a result of our conditioning and wanting to fit in that really limits us to become who we truly are. The abyss is where the magic of life exists, and it's where we cease becoming one, and we truly become a part of something greater than ourselves. We actually become a part of universal consciousness, and this consciousness is what makes it possible for us to move beyond being a spectator of our lives to actually becoming a creator of our lives. The abyss is where all creation begins. It's where we hold the desire, and its desire is for us to be able to truly create the actions and the sacred space to where we're able to manifest what we desire. It's where we actually create dreams of the future. Now, the mind may come in and go, oh, no, that's not true. I create the dreams in my mind. But in reality, the dreams, the creation of those dreams starts in the abyss, in that crystal heart that basically sees the future so differently than the human mind does because it's driven by the ego. And it's also this lifeline to this infinite field of possibilities. There's the difference in the creation of the abyss is the abyss has absolutely no limitations. Everything is possible. The human mind knows that things are possible, but you've got to go through the minefield, the battlefield of the mind in order to find those possibilities. Whenever we get connected with this soul's heart, the abyss, and we decide that we want to use its energy for healing, then what we do is we really embark on this miraculous journey that taps into the healing energy of the abyss to the point where it's able to actually repair and restore the body back to good health. That means that all parts of the body, while maybe doing exactly what they wanted to do individually, begins to vibrate in a way that all is cohesive in the purpose and the desire in the creation of good health. So when we go in and we think of the abyss, we really need to think of it as unconditional love. Because it has no agendas, it has no expectations, it has no conditions. Unlike the human heart, and our conditioning is, if you love me, I'm going to love you. If you love me a lot, I'll love you a lot. If you don't love me very much, I'm not going to love you at all or very much. So there's no of those expectations. And as a result, we're able to really tap into a grace of love that the human heart knows it's capable of, but doesn't know how to do it. And this love is what moves us to creating a world where love is simply not that lovelessness that comes with the human heart is not simply an option. It creates a world that's tolerant of differences. It's motivated. It motivates us to bridge those differences and then to be able to seek a world where each person feels inspired to spend as many moments on a daily basis feeling love, experiencing appreciation, which is the energy of 2015, and the gratitude that comes from that appreciation, so that all of creation is able to transcend the limitations of their conditioning in the human heart. It encourages us to speak love, to share acts of kindness, and to listen to others with an open heart. So I'm going to continue talking about the abyss, but I want to jump right in and I want to say, talk to Beth from Maine. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Carol. Thank you for taking my call.
You are most welcome. How can I help you?
Well, very interesting show. It's funny that you speak of the fifth and the sixth chakra. At an early age, I was restricted from speaking my mind and standing up for myself, and most of my life, as long as I can remember. It's funny how you use the word abyss. That to me, I think of a deep, dark place, a hole, an endless pit. I've always felt like an emptiness there, like something was missing. I'm very empathic and I'm very sensitive, and I had a lot of rejection through childhood and growing up. And I think that's played a big role in my health issues. I've had a lot of illness throughout a good portion of my adulthood, and right now I'm having a lot of difficulty in my lumbar section.
And thank you so much for sharing that. That information is of great value, because all of us, including myself, can really relate to that part of ourself that we just put into a dark place, that just to try to fit into this world and to feel like we belong and to feel like we are loved. And that's one of the things with the humanness of who we are. We see the abyss as dark and being this black hole and this place of emptiness, and we don't even know if there's a bottom. But from the standpoint of looking at it from the teachings of the mystery schools, the abyss in that darkness, the dark night of the soul, as it's referred to, gives us a chance to be able to truly find the inner light, that enlightenment consciousness that we're seeking, which is what we've been working on so diligently in every moment in our experiences. One of the things, Beth, is that when in that conditioning, in that suppression, we start to become very bound by survival. We become very bound by the needs of the human ego. And that part of us is in the energy, and the memories are well entrenched in the emotions of the second chakra, which is the lumbar, and then also in our need to survive, which is the first chakra, that is the lowest part of the lumbar and part of the sacral part of the spine. So we move forward, but we don't move forward in a way that really maybe allows us to be who we are. So it's always like being on a leash, sweetie. It's always this human leash that keeps us tethered, and it's wrapped around our waist, and it's kind of like it squeezes when we try to break free. It squeezes that part of the lower part of the body itself, and it causes an energy constriction. Now, I just cleared my throat, and it's like all of a sudden I went in, it's like, oh, is this me? Is this my coffee? It's like, nope, this was an angel coming in to say to you that, honey, one of the first things to do is to go back and look at how much work you have done to let go of the conditioning and the limitations of your past. Focus from that abyss on what you've accomplished versus focusing on what you haven't. It's like what I feel like the angel is saying to me. It's like just telling her, it's like that she's been a beast of burden. It's like that she's had all of this weight on her back, all this sense of responsibility that was shared with her, that you're certainly capable of doing that, but it's burdensome. And I'm picking up that energy that the celestial helper sharing, your angel is sharing, that it's just weighing heavy on your back. It's preventing you from moving forward in that effortlessness and that love and that excitement that you know that you're able to do. Go ahead,
sweet. There's so little love in my life. There's very little love, and I'm a very loving person.
Exactly. And in this process, when you're starting to find this love, I say it with love, but all of us can relate to it. Sometimes we have to fall into that abyss, honey. Sometimes we have to feel like we're in that endless black hole before we realize that we don't have to do that. We can stop at any moment in time. We can tap in to this abyss and the energy of it by merely taking a deep breath and connecting with that love that you know that you're capable of, that you have toward yourself. Now, mindfully, that's not an easy thing to do. So that's why in what I was sharing with the abyss is that when we tap into that love of self and others from the creation standpoint that the abyss offers, then now we can move forward in a way that we're authentic, that we express ourselves, and we're heard for what we say. You have been really working to step into doing your spiritual work consciously. You are empathic on steroids. You are right. You can feel things, honey. You don't even have to be in a room of people, and you can tap into that field of consciousness, and it's like, what just happened there? It's like feeling that group consciousness, that it's like, oh my gosh, why are we so sad? We don't need to be so sad. And then that beautiful part of you that wants to be an instrument of creation goes in, and you just jolly rally up the energy you have to that soul heart, and you start sending out the energy. Now, this is a pattern. The lumbar part of your back is a pattern. And if you can relate, and I believe you can because I can feel you vibrationally, to some, perhaps a lot of what I said, then you can start to look at the pattern. If you go back with me 6 months ago and you look at where we were 6 months ago, we were in extreme closure. We were in there cleaning our closets, getting rid of things, and it was a lot of work. It was heavy work. It was back-breaking work in some ways with the metaphor. And you go back and you look at the decision you made the first of the year, the closure of letting go, and then you look at the contrast that you've been under and experiencing, that starts to show you the pattern of the contrast and show you the patterns of what sets up in your back. Now, that's all the emotions. That's all the energetic part of it. I want to go in and let's do this physically because you need a picture. Sometime in your life, it looks like you fell or got hit somewhere around the head area that caused the lower back to become engaged in it. Is that correct?
I've had a few falls. As a child, I got hit in the head twice so hard that I got knocked out unconscious.
Yes. And so, again, that's an emotional memory, but I want to do this physically. As a result of that hit on the head, and I'll go, there felt like there were a couple of them, or actually a few of them, that what it did is it throws your skeleton off. And when you sit a certain way, you lay a certain way, the muscles go back and they're trying to protect you from being hurt again. And what they're doing is they're muscularly clamping down in three areas of your spine, where your shoulder and neck comes together, in the L3, 4, and 5 of your lumbar, L2 and 3 tied to the sciatic nerve, L4 and 5 starting to go in and get into the lower back. And then your coccyx tailbone tucks under. When you find yourself tired, you find yourself sitting a certain way, it creates this muscular pattern that causes that tailbone to tuck under instead of pulling itself back up. It's kind of like that coccyx tailbone part of us is the part that keeps us in balance. It's like that rudder on a ship. It keeps us going where we need to. And when you get where you are right now is that the muscles are tight and the tailbone itself is tucked under. So what it's doing is it's causing your head to try to be upright. It's pulling your back out from behind in a posterior, pulling the energy away from the shoulder area, pushing the energy back into this lumbar part, pulling it back out at L5, pushing it back under at the tailbone, and the tailbone isn't correcting all of it by pulling itself back out. So that gives you a visual. It's kind of like a snake that's slithering and an undulation that happens in your spine. When that occurs in the shoulder, it puts tremendous pressure muscularly and in the nerves of the lumbar back. So going in even deeper. You do not have, I can find remnants of an old injury, but you do not have a herniated disc. Okay. You do not have, while it may feel painful enough that you do not. What would really be of value to help you is to do some energy work. You can do acupressure, acupuncture. You can do some myofascial release. You could work with an osteopathic doctor. You could do some massage. You could go in and work with someone with Rolfing or Feldenkrais techniques. you can use a lot of different ways. What we really need to do, sweetie, is we just need to get your muscles to relax and your spine to line itself back up and your tailbone to basically pull out, to pull out toward the back.
What happened, I fell in July. I had a really bad fall, and I got bruised up on my hip. I feel like I got kicked in the side from a horse, and I've been having tremendous lumbar and sacral pain. And you mentioned my shoulder. My left shoulder is so restricted, it restricts my arm and my neck to movement. I had no idea that that would have an effect on my, my lower spine. And you mentioned my tailbone. I, from an earlier injury, it does curve under. It's not shaped properly. It's not positioned. It curls up.
Yep, and so what you can do is we just need to get that old pattern of memory out of the muscles so it'll let go. So when your left shoulder doesn't have the range of movement, it is like a, creating a bungee cord from your left shoulder to your right hip, yanks that right hip up. And then what you'll do is you start to, you may stretch or you'll start to move, the right hip drops down, and then it pulls the left hip up. Well, now what we've got is we've got a lot of tension from the left shoulder to the left hip, and as a result, all of that yanking around, torquing around, is causing the spine to be yanked and then set, to be yanked and then set, and what it's doing is it's actually compressing the nerves that aren't giving the muscles the animation they need to be able to move, nor is it allowing the muscles to have the blood flow the way it needs, and we have pain. And that's exactly what is going on. The pain is a reaction your body is saying. The inflammation, which is part of the pain process that we feel in injuries or we feel when we're feeling locked down or anything, it's an inflammation, is basically saying to us, in your case, you're locked down on your soul side. Your soul wants out. It wants to come out. It wants to share. It wants to be. It wants to experience. And your brain comes in and goes, oh, really? You think you can do that when you can't walk and you can't sit and you can't do everything? Come on. So it becomes that contrast, and we become embattled mentally with it. So I'm going to give you, an image. Just, it's like we're going to lasso the bottom of that tailbone. And it's like we're going to just, like a cowboy, we're just going to lasso it. And what we're going to do is very mindfully, not fast, but mindfully, we're going to visualize that tailbone, the very tip of it, being pulled out back toward the posterior part of the body. Now, it may not come back easily when you're doing the visualization. You may even experience some discomfort. Don't worry about it. This is all energetics. Pull it slowly. When you're mindful of it during the day, just pull it a little bit more, pull it a little bit more, and then do this on a daily basis. And what you're going to do is you're going to find that it'll relax the muscles and the tailbone will start to pull out, and it's going to take the pressure off of the lumbar.
Wow. Because that's incredible, man, because I can't walk right now. I'm having the most difficult time. I feel like I've got a million herniated discs and... like what you said, the 3, 4, 5. I can't even sit, stand, walk. I've been bedridden most of the time.
Yep. Ice will help. Heat helps because that relaxes the muscles, gets rid of the muscle tension. Ice releases an endorphin from the brain that's the equivalent of 1,200 milligrams of ibuprofen. It's like having a good shot of 6 ibuprofen with 200 milligrams each. It's just real good stuff, and that will help. The most important thing, sweetie, is even if it hurts, we need you to sit. Even if it hurt, even if it's for a minute, we need you to move. The best way to get rid of what you're dealing with to help that tailbone pull itself out is to get up and stand and move. Even when you don't feel like it, if you need to crawl, crawl. We just need to get you moving. Your angel says, Beth, if you don't move, honey, you won't move, honey.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you, Carol, it's hard to keep me down.
I know it is, sweetie, and that's why it's like, oh, my God, we just need to lasso that little tailbone and pull that little puppy out.
I'm going to practice that every day.
Well, good. Well, thank you, honey. You are awesome, too, because, see, I can only read what you send me, and you're really good empathically to send me all this. You have a wonderful holiday, sweetie. Nice talking to you.
God bless you.
All right. What I want to do is I want to take a very quick commercial break. I'm going to be right back, and I'm going to talk about three powerful tools that you can use to actually tap into the energy of the abyss. So stay tuned. I'll be right back.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining me, the topic of today's show is a little bit different, maybe a lot different than what I normally do. It's on the abyss and how the abyss is the secret chamber of the human heart. In this part of the show, I'm going to be actually sharing these three powerful tools that I alluded to when I did the ending of the last segment, but I'm going to be sharing three powerful tools that we can actually use to access the consciousness and the wisdom of the abyss itself. But what I want to do before I just get started with that, I've got a caller, Marie from San Francisco, who's been very patient to be on the line. Hi, sweetie. How can I help you?
Hi,
Marie.
You're so great. I know. I'm interested in knowing something on a like higher spiritual level or creative level, and I'm wondering if you are able to connect with one of my angels and bring me a message, you know, or you tap into me and see what the most significant thing is that you could tell me that would help me expand spiritually and creatively.
Absolutely. And, oh, my gosh, the minute you started that, it's like they started lining up, honey. It's like all these angels got in a very straight line. You know, they don't get hung up about, well, it needs to be absolutely straight, but they do that energetically. The first angel that came into your field is Gabriel, and Gabriel embodies both masculine and feminine energy. And Gabriel is all about relationship with ourself, relationship with others. Gabriel's energy is all about unconditional love. And the masculine side of Gabriel is a warrior. The feminine side of Gabriel is compassion. So with the energy of Gabriel, what we have is we have the compassionate warrior, which is really who you are and is how you lived your life. When you get into that warrior mode, it feels to me like you get misunderstood. People are very... they want you more in that compassionate mode all the time where you, you know, are there and that you're helpful and that you're, you know, put other people before yourself and everything. That warrior part of you comes in and goes, oh, no, we're not going to do that right now. We need to really go in and make some changes in a compassionate way. So that's the first angel. The second angel that lines up is the angel, Archangel Haniel, who is a very fiery warrior. And what Haniel is basically revealing is that where you are in making the changes that you've already started on, but you just want to be done with so many things in your life around relationships, the energy of Haniel is there saying to you, okay, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be that fieriness that you need in order to be that warrior to go through. And let's just finally clean those closets. Let's get rid of a lot of those expectations that you've been gifted with around love and relationships, and let's just clean that closet out once and for all.
Carol, can I interrupt for a second?
Yes, absolutely.
I want to say something, but also, are you saying Angel Camille?
No, thank you. Haniel, H-A-N-A-E-L, I believe it is.
Okay, because what I want to say, you use the word done. A lot of times when I'm doing a meditation, or it might be different types of meditations, one is the I am, mm-hmm. And I keep repeatedly getting the word done all the time, done, 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 I am mm-hmm. done. Like, what does that mean to me? I don't know what that means. What am I done with? So I think you're giving me the answer here.
Well, thank you. And then also to let you know, Haniel has many different names. It depends on kind of what book we're reading and what text that we have and what doctrine as far as religious texts and how these different archangels are expressed in their different names. But what Haniel is doing is saying to you, okay, you've been there, done that. You've done a great job. And what I'm doing is I'm going to step in and I'm going to form union with Gabriel. And we're going to go in and we're going to help you recognize you're done. Now, done, that's an interesting, thank you for bringing that up, because I think it's really a great way for us to show the contrast. Done in the human mind, the human heart means finished, over with. Done from the abyss, the crystal heart, that secret chamber of the human heart, that done means you're ready to move to the next thing. It's in the contrast, done is just a continuum. When the human heart, human mind says done, finished, check it off, what it says is that you're not going to ever revisit again. But in the contrast between those two different perspectives of the abyss in the human heart and the human mind as a result, we see done as being a destination. The abyss sees done as being a journey. So it's like closing one door and opening another at the very same time. It's not about basking in the closed door. It isn't about not wanting to re-engage because you're done. It's about being open, being receptive, transforming done into a continuum, a process, a journey, and a journey towards self-love, love for self, of course, and with others. So you might want to also look at the word done. And you can do that from the soul. You can just basically, it sounds kind of crazy, but you can. You can just basically say to the soul, so soul, what does done look like to you? And then go into that meditative quiet state, pick up a pencil or pen, sweetie, and just start writing. You do automatic writing, don't you?
I do that in a way, yes.
Yes. And that will reveal the information you're looking for. And I started you with the soul heart going into the abyss versus the human heart, because if we go into the human heart or the human mind about being done, the limitations are going to come in and the frustration is going to bubble up to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
So go into the heart and ask the heart, the soul's heart, what does done mean to you? And then just pick up your pencil and start writing. And if it's a word, fine. If it's a page, fine. If it's 15 pages, fine. Just write it, because it feels to me that a lot of the clarity that you are able to share with others, because while you're asking about the angels, how they're lining up in you, you have a tremendous ability to access the celestial helpers to be able to be of service to others should you choose to do that.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
I do have some telepathic abilities.
Yes. And if you allow this writing to come forward, in a way that it connects the information, that's going to be a very valuable process that you can use to be able to help others get the messages from their celestial helpers and to be able to connect with them, with their helpers and with others in a different way. Go ahead. Oh, your relationship with the angels is one of being a doer. And what that means is it isn't about you just using the information that you experience for your own needs. We all do. And that's part of the process of getting the clarity we're looking for. But your ability to access the wisdom of the abyss to connect to the celestial helpers, to that higher consciousness, is what you came on this earth to do.
And in which way should I be doing that? Because I've tried helping with missing people cases and missing children and things like that. But when I get this information, it really doesn't do any good for anyone. Because if I send it to investigators, you know, people will just consider what I have to say like a psychic, like a million other people, and they're not going to use it in a court, and they may not ever even look at it. That, to me, was like my, the way that I could be more help to people in more of a significant way is to help find people and help connect and get information from people who have just passed. Right. And that, you know, to connect and find out, you know, like what happened to them or to get clues. And that's the only way I've really used it, but it doesn't really seem to be much benefit if nobody knows that I can really do it and I have no reputation out there. And even if I did, it still wouldn't be used unless people believed it. So I don't know how to contribute really what I have to people. I am planning to write a couple of books, one on my spiritual experiences, one on my experiences with an energy healer, and another one that's more on a kind of a negative subject. So I don't know, but
those are great starts because, mm-hmm. And first of all, one of the things that Gabriel wants me to share with you is that even though the information may not be used, the information and the way that you're learning to refine it and express it and to be comfortable with it and to trust it is mm-hmm. very important for your personal growth. It's very important for bringing that knowing that you have out in a way that it has credibility to it. The other part of it is that in doing that, you actually start a ripple effect energetically. Now, I know that can't be measured in the human heart the way that we're looking for to get that gratification that comes from the recognition that we somehow were able to help solve a case or find someone, whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. But it does. And one of the things I'm going to share, I've shared it on the show other times, but it seems very relevant that was shared with me, are the three S's of the spiritual world. Some will, some won't, so what? And your information may not be used now, but that information being shared is part of building the credibility of that empathic skill that you have, and as a result, the credibility of others who are intuitively empathic. The caveat of this is that the, especially in the law enforcement world, in the judicial world, they deem this as being psychic, which has no credibility. Part of your work on this earth, as with mine and other light workers, is to basically go in and to change the perception of psychic to being intuitively empathic or whatever it may be. I truly encourage you, as the angels do that are lining up, that you don't stop doing this. That didn't sound right, but that's the way it came out, is to continue doing this. Write your books. Your books are marketing tools, honey. I know that sounds really bottom line human, but they are. They give you credibility. They get your message out there. They vibrationally have an essence that is uniquely their own. And what they will do is they will vibrationally attract those who are either trying to learn more about their empathic skills, trying to define where it is, and it will find those who are truly looking to find answers that they're looking for that they can't get in the humanness. And you're very tenacious. You have a lot of determination. I would muster up both of those. You have a tremendous amount of courage, and I just wouldn't give up. Because it's, for me, touching you, it's who you are. It's the gift that you bring to this earth plane. And the gift that you bring to this earth plane is closure. That's your work. Your work is about offering closure. And that closure may be positive. The closure may be negative, meaning that they find potentially the remains of someone when the person didn't think that they would. It's all about closure. If we don't get that done in that closure, then we can't open ourselves up to a new way of seeing things. Very much in alignment with the energy of the abyss. So that's who you are.
I wonder if the closure has anything to do with the work that I've been doing in the past 14 years, which is I'm a corporate recruiter as a consultant, and I hire people a lot. So they're basically closing, you know, yes, a position that they no longer want and going to something new.
Yes. And the part of you that's the best in that, that feels to me, is that you help them wrap up what they've done, and you help them find what they want, what they're desiring, but you're also giving them the tools to be able to adjust to the changes that are going to take place when they move into something new. It's almost like you're helping them in that adapting when they get into this new space and this new place to the point where they are able to cope. They're able to deal with the differences. They're able to do a lot of the things that those first 90 days of any change, especially in the business world, require. So you've been practicing in that humanness part exactly what you do empathically. It's just about when, first and foremost, not how, but when, first and foremost, are you going to make this transition from what you're doing to what you want to do or soulfully are doing. And that feels like you will really enter into, and I'm not a fortune teller, but that feels to me like you will really enter into making the choices, checking the list things off, getting them done, and moving into that direction very quickly and very, I want to use the word steadfast, as they're saying. That was Sunil with his warrior energy, being steadfast in your direction in 2015.
In what direction are you referring to then? Because I've been wondering if maybe I should get out of the staffing part. I'm doing it as a recruiter. I mean, as a consultant, I'm not an employee for these clients.
Right.
But I've been thinking of, you know, doing something more creative.
Absolutely.
I can design, you know, fashion items. And my mind's really entrepreneurial. I'm always thinking of designing new products and new websites. And I'm a yellow, and I'm also have a lot of Gemini in me, even though my sun sign is Cancer. It kind of interferes because my brain is always thinking about this, and I wish I could just do nothing but design products, but my stumbling block is one, not having the funds, and the other is that doing some fictitious business plan.
Sorry, we're getting down into the wrap. So what I would like to do is, your green connects you with your abyss, your soul heart. That's the creator. Your yellow gives you the plans, the strategy, and really takes that creation and starts to put it into an action plan. Use the energy that we're in now, Marie, and use the energy of January to think differently, to look differently, to tap into your creative energies. And part of the done from the soul's perspective is to see yourself as moving into a different consciousness, where you don't have to measure yourself or the expectations, and you're not tied to the human survival. I'm sorry to have to end it so abruptly and so quickly that way, my love. I thank you very much for calling me. It's really appreciative. One of the things I want to do is just give you these three powerful tools very quickly before I have to end the show. These tools actually come in and connect you with your heart. that soul heart. First is gratitude. The second is not judgment. And the third is forgiveness. Anytime you practice gratitude, you connect immediately to the abyss. Anytime you move beyond judgment of self and judgment of others to accept who you are and the differences in others, you connect to the abyss. When you forgive yourself and you forgive others, it doesn't mean forgetting. It means letting go of the emotional charge that keeps you bound to the human heart and all of the limitations and fears around not fitting. Thank you very much. My gosh, I'm never quite sure where these shows go, but I appreciate all the callers. Thank you very much. You can listen to this again in my archives. Light and love to all of you. Have a wonderful week. I'll see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.